It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. We are interviewing candidates running in contested races in the New Mexico primary election in June. This week, we hear from Democratic candidates running for New Mexico State Senate seat in the 38th District. Today, we hear from Carrie Hamblin, who shared with me why she is running for the seat and how the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted the district. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us. Why are you running for the District 38 seat?
Well, thank you, Anthony, for having me. I really appreciate it. I think the running for this seat has actually been a long time coming. When I used to work right there at that very radio station, it was something that I saw that I was able to help create change in the community the host of Images for the first 15 years, able to conduct over 500 interviews with people who are creating change in southern New Mexico, and being able to use the radio station and the airwaves as a way of sharing that information with other people. But also, while I was, for the many years, that's over 27 years that I've lived here, I've been the president of PFLAG Las Cruces, helping really create safe spaces for high school students, creating more awareness at the college level with sensitivity training, being able to get domestic partner benefits instituted at New Mexico State University and the city of Las Cruces, and a number of things in terms of visibility for LGBTQI people. And then in 2012, became the president and CEO of the Las Cruces Green Chamber of Commerce, and being able to advocate for locally owned businesses. All of these different things really kind of culminated in showing that there are a lot of things that can be done in this community when we start building relationships and collaborations, and that's something that I do really well. And I think that's one of the reasons why being a candidate for this seat and bringing a new perspective to the district is something that I bring.
Okay, now what are some of the issues that you think need to be addressed in District 38 and New Mexico? What do you feel are the top issues facing District 38?
Well, because of COVID-19, what we are seeing more and more are the disparities of access to health care. We're seeing people who are needing tests for the virus. We are seeing that people aren't able to get ventilators. We are seeing that people are terrified about whether or not they'll get the health care that they need. And in District 38, there's a great deal of that district that is rural. And so it ties into also lack of transportation. And, we have some great organizations who are providing healthcare resources to rural communities and to communities that are underserved, like La Clinica de Familia, the Amador Health Center, the Ben Archer Clinics, and then providing transportation, the South Central Regional Transit District. But we need to really support more of that, because with our rural communities, and many times families only have one car, and the person who is working is the one who has the car, and yet there are people who are stuck at home who then have to depend on alternative transportation to get there. So supporting transportation and healthcare. Two more things. Diversifying our economy. We are seeing this now because of oil and gas prices are dropping to record lows, even in the negative at one day, that we need to diversify our revenue stream. And we need to finally legalize cannabis, recreational cannabis, and adopting more wind and solar to offset the decrease, I think, is imperative for our economy. We can regulate cannabis. We can tax it. Communities that have recreational cannabis in their communities can decide where those tax dollars go. And we have the opportunity to do it right, because we can learn from other states that have already put this in place and have the regulations and guidelines there so that we can do this right and that our communities can benefit from that. Lastly is improving our education funding. We are playing catch-up. We have been playing catch-up for years of ignoring the importance of supporting our schools. And if we had a portion of the permanent fund and different revenue sources to help support our teachers, we would pay them what they are worth. We would give the resources to them that they need so that they don't have to buy school supplies out of their own pocket. And we can provide training and professional development for those teachers that need it and depend on it, and make sure that our kids are getting the education they deserve.
Is there any legislation that you would propose to address these issues that you just highlighted?
Sure. Well, one actually isn't about the issues that I highlighted. It's HB 51. We have an archaic law on the books that dates back to 1969 that does a number of things, but the main thing is that it criminalizes women who choose to get abortions. And with the possibility of Roe v. Wade being overturned at the federal level, we need to protect women that in our state by allowing them to have their say in their reproductive health. And this conversation is always a challenging conversation, but it's a conversation that should be left between a woman and her healthcare provider, and it's not something that politics needs to be in. But with HB 51 still on the books, we need to repeal that. That is going to be one of the priorities that I would bring as a Senate. Also diversifying our economy, legalizing cannabis, bringing more renewable energy and wind power to our state, and also supporting our education and supporting early childhood education.
Carrie Hamblin is a Democratic candidate running for New Mexico's 38th District Senate seat. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Anthony. I appreciate it.